Well, if I'm going to get this high school diploma, I guess I better be hitting the old books. Now, let's see. To read 10 pages for American history, 14 pages for civics, do 5 problems for algebra, 10 push-ups for gym.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi there, Teeny. What brings you drifting over the door jamb this delightful day?
Well, I saw you sitting here scratching your head, mister.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to tell you that Trimble's dandruff remover shampoo does away with annoying head itching and rids you of embarrassing dandruff flakes on one easy rinsing. It restores natural health to hair and scalp. It comes in an unbreakable bottle, and it leaves your hair squeaky clean, I betcha.
Mm-hmm. Now back to the movie. Thanks for the tip, Teeny, but dandruff isn't my problem. I'm pawing my pate pondering the homework I got to do for high school. I'm going back to get my diploma, you know.
I'm in school, too, I betcha. First grade.
Oh, well, first grade, that's child's play compared to high school. I even take such brain-busting subjects as algebra. That's a kind of arithmetic for your general information.
I take arithmetic, too, I betcha.
Is that right? I didn't know they started teaching that stuff in the first grade.
What stuff, mister?
Arithmetic.
What about it?
They teach arithmetic in the first grade.
I know it. Gee, if you know that, you must be in my class. But I never saw you there.
Dad read it, sis. I'm not in the first grade. I'm in high school. And just to give you an idea of what you have in store for you, just let me show you some of the problems I got to work out for tomorrow.
I'd like that, I betcha.
Let's see. Where's the book? Arithmetic. Oh, here we are. Page 64. Problems 1 through 5. Now, get a load of this, Teeny. Johnny had 5 apples, and he gave 2 of them to Mary. How many apples did Johnny have left? Now, do you have any idea how you'd go about solving a problem like that?
Well, I'd go to the refrigerator and get 5 apples, I betcha. And then...
No, sis. A problem like this you work out by algebraic perplexion. Now, the thing you don't know is how many apples Johnny had left. So you let X equal this unknown factory.
Gee.
Now, just to be algebraic, we let Johnny equal Y and Mary equal Z. So X plus Z equals Y. So that means that Y minus Z... No, that's not right. It's Z minus Y. Dad ratted, it's X I'm trying to find out here. I wonder why Johnny gave Mary 2 apples anyhow.
He had 5.
Yeah, that's another thing. Who buys 5 apples? You buy a half a dozen, you don't buy 5.
Can you figure out the answer to the problem, mister?
Oh, yeah, sure I can, but that's not my object right now. I just wanted to show you how tough these high school algebra problems are. And I guess you get the picture pretty good.
I sure do, I betcha. But there's just one thing, Mr. McGee.
What's that, Teeny?
The problem you read didn't come out of your algebra book.
Hmm?
That was my first grade arithmetic book you picked up.
Oh?
I brought it over to see if you'd help me with my homework, but I've just reconsidered and changed my mind. So long, mister.